You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseff.
We get to have a fun chat with students today, learning about their experience as directors of Christian education or DCE students at Concordia University Chicago, learning about their formation. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us in studio today, we have Nathaniel. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Also, a returning guest to The Coffee Hour, our former Robo Raider, right?
Yes. Correct.
Joining
Those were fun.
A director of Christian education student at Concordia University Chicago. Chanel joining us in studio. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here. And Joey also joining us in studio.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And we have more students joining us in the second half of the program as well. Before we get too far in the conversation, let's talk about your home congregation, where you're from, and then we'll talk about becoming a DCE student. Joey, where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Bartlett, Illinois, and I grew up going to Trinity Roselle.
Yeah.
I grew up there, been there all my life, yeah.
Great. Chanel? Mm-hmm.
I'm from Houston, Texas, and my home congregation is Holy Cross Lutheran.
All right. Very good.
I'm from Southern Illinois, Muscoda, where my dad was a pastor at Zion Lutheran, and so that's kind of my home congregation. But my family moved to Chicago area recently, as my dad took a job at Concordia University Chicago. So that's where I live now.
Very good. Okay, let's talk about how you learned about the DCE program. We're going to go the opposite direction, Nathaniel.
Yeah, so I honestly learned about Director of Christian Education through my time at CUC. I came in originally to CUC wanting to pursue graphic design and communications. So that's what I came in for my first entire year. And then after that, really started pursuing what it would entail to add DCE as a major as well. So yeah, I really heard about it through friends that are in this room right now, really pushing me to pursue church work and especially DCE.
When I was about 12 years old, I went to the Black Family Convocation in Alabama. And that is when I first heard about the DCE deaconess programs and all the different ways we could serve God. And by the time I was about to graduate high school, I went to Concordia Chicago's Career for Christ program. And that is when there was a panel discussion and I solidified my choice in becoming a DCE.
That is fantastic. Joey?
So growing up at Trinity, we had three DCEs. One was a children's ministry DCE, but two were pretty involved with the youth ministry, which is where I kind of spent a lot of my time. So I had two very strong DCEs in my life.
Let's talk about that quality time you had with DCEs. What did you learn about their vocation and the ways they served? What did you see them doing as directors of Christian education in your congregation?
Right, yeah. He also led the worship at our church. So I saw that music aspect and he led worship at like youth group and stuff. And then Erica, she also was very involved with the music as a singer, but then that all translated into the youth ministry. But so I got to see them working with us, going through confirmation and then leading Sunday nights. And I got to be a student leader. And so I kind of worked alongside them to plan the nights and stuff like that.
Anybody else, your experience seeing DCEs in action and how that encouraged you? Chanel?
Yes, I love seeing DCEs in action. It is inspiring because I want to inspire the next generation of children to become church workers and share their faith with others. So that is what I would like to do.
Before going to Concordia University Chicago, had you been around DCEs much?
Not
other
really.
Than the one you're sitting across from right now?
I mean, I met you before, but no, other than that, our church never had a DCE that I'm aware of. So
I mean, you can have a background in communications or graphic design.
Hey, yeah.
And be a DCE serving at radio station.
That's true.
It does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
What are you studying right now as DCE students? Tell us about some of the classes that you're in, Nathaniel.
So me coming into the program just last year, I'm doing a lot of like the what would usually be freshman courses, which has been really fun to learn history of the DCE program, where it's come from, where it's going, a lot of stuff to know, like what DCEs actually do, like a whole range of stuff. Like obviously you're with KFUO now, and so that's been really cool to see the wide range of stuff that DCEs are trained to do. But yeah, I've been learning so much this year about what in the DCE program.
Chanel?
Yes, we are taking a course and it's focusing on leadership. And we're pretty much learning that leadership is almost like a puzzle. You have to have the right people in the right place to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
That is really interesting. Joey?
Yeah. Chanel summed up the church leadership course well. So I'm also taking a theology course, New Testament, and funny enough, I'm in a radio course, so
hey.
I'm learning how to do all like the transitioning between songs and stuff like that. So this is pretty fitting.
Yeah. So you can sit in Andy's chair and run the board right. for us for the second segment.
That'd be fantastic.
Chanel, I'm curious what else you've learned in your leadership. I also have leadership background too. So I'm just curious if you've learned anything so far. I know, what are you like halfway through this
class? We're about
halfway
through the semester.
Have you learned anything about yourself and how you lead? As like what your leadership strengths are in this class?
We had several inventories. One was the Myers-Briggs. There was one about, I'm blanking. The other one.
The spiritual gifts?
Yes, the spiritual gifts. Whether or not you are someone who's encouraging or someone who's good at delegating tasks, things along those lines. And something I learned was that I am a good encouraging person.
This is not surprising. I've known you for like 6 minutes and this is not surprising. Joey, now you're also in the leadership class.
We,
what
we
have you learned?
All are, yeah.
Okay, yeah. What have you learned?
Yeah, so in the spiritual leadership ones, there's one called discernment that really stuck out to me. And it's just this idea that you have this ability to discern and figure out what is wise and what is the right decision to make in your leadership role. So that stuck out to me, yeah.
Yeah. So, Nathaniel, are you also in this class?
Yes, I am.
All right, tell me what you've learned about yourself.
I think I've definitely learned where we do like weekly journals, like seeing where we've seen leadership, where we've done leadership. So it's been really cool to actually acknowledge where I'm doing leadership, because a lot of times I don't recognize like when I'm actually showing leadership. And so that's been really cool to actually see how I'm showing leadership and how I can do better and how I can continue to do better in those roles.
Absolutely.
Chanel, what would you say is the most challenging part of your formation as a DCE?
There is so much information in and about the Bible. I have no idea where I want to focus my studies at a given point in time. I think that is the hardest part, and trying to remember all of that information to be a good leader. I think that's the most difficult part.
Joey, what would you say has been the most challenging part of your formation so far as a DCE?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, there is just like a lot of information, and there's a lot of technical stuff that you don't even think about, like, how do I get volunteers, right? And so we had a whole section in one of our courses on how to strategically get volunteers. And so all of these different things that you just don't really think about. And then it's like, okay, I have to remember all of these things. But thankfully we have textbooks that we can refer back to.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nathaniel, fairly new to the program. What's been the most challenging so far making your transition into the program too?
Kind of like what I was talking about before, I've noticed I do so many things, and I'm still keeping up with my graphic design and communications degree as well. So balancing learning all the DCE stuff like Joey and Chanel have been talking about, while also keeping all my leadership and all the clubs I'm a part of and leading and doing all these other classes, it's been really rewarding, but also really challenging for me.
It's worth the challenge. As a fellow DCE, I would encourage you, if you can continue to maintain the programs in graphic design and communication, I think they will serve you well as a future director of Christian education. I know whether it has been my time here or my time serving in other settings such as a parish, the communication background certainly was very helpful, very useful in the parish setting as well. We're going to talk with more DCE students in just a moment. Before we get to that though, last question for you guys this morning. It's a really hard question. What are you looking forward to most? Go ahead.
I'm really just looking forward to having the privilege of sharing the gospel with everyone, but especially really looking forward to working with younger children and people going through adolescence and helping to form them in that their knowledge of the Bible and hopefully be a part of their lives through that.
Chanel, what are you looking forward to most as a future DCE?
I'm looking forward to inspiring children. I'm also in the LTE program, and I'll be focusing on early childhood. So I want to see them grow in their faith. I love seeing that process happen. And if we are blessed to get through this program and have the information, we should share it with others. So that is what I'm looking forward to most.
Fantastic. All right, Joey, what are you looking forward to most as a future DCE?
One-on-one relationships. I'm, of course, excited for all like the group stuff, but I'm really looking forward to being able to pour into somebody one-on-one or even have somebody pour into me as well.
Very good. We're going to talk with more DCE students in just a moment, learn more about their formation as directors of Christian education at Concordia University Chicago in just a moment. Nathaniel, Chanel, and Joey, thank you so much for spending this time with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with students from Concordia University Chicago who are studying and preparing to become directors of Christian education. Joining us in studio now, we have Rachel. Rachel, welcome.
Hello. Nice to be here.
And we also have Caleb with us. Caleb, welcome.
Hello.
And we also have Dr. Debbie Arfton. She is Professor of Christian Education and DCE Program Director at Concordia University Chicago. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Andy. Always good to be here.
Always good to see you in studio. And every year you bring students here to the International Center and we get some time to chat with you and the students. We love it. We love learning about what's important to students right now and what their formation looks like. So we're going to chat with you more about that formation from your perspective as a professor. We're going to talk to the students first. Okay. So Rachel, tell us a little bit about where you come from.
I'm from Medina, Illinois. It's right outside the city. And my home congregation is St. Luke and Itasca.
And Caleb?
I'm from Branson, Missouri. My home church is Faith Lutheran Church, where my dad's the pastor. And I've been there for about 10 years now.
So when did you first learn about directors of Christian education, what that position is, Caleb?
Yeah, so I'd always wanted to go into church work because of my dad. I always looked up to him. And I wanted to be a pastor for the longest time until my church got some DCE interns from Concordia, Nebraska. And I learned about all the stuff that they did. And I was like, man, I really want to do that kind of stuff. So then ever since then, I had wanted to be a DCE. And I ended up at Concordia Chicago. So
very good. Rachel, what about you?
My church actually got a DCE when I was entering in high school. That was the first time I had ever heard of what a DCE was. And I knew that I wanted to go into some sort of education, but classroom education didn't really seem like the right fit. And then I went to Careers for Christ and figured out more of what a DCE does and kind of just realized that that's what I wanted to do.
You're the second student to mention Careers for Christ. Tell us a little bit about what that event is.
So it's hosted by Concordia Chicago, and high school students from around the country can come, and they are hosted by students at CUC. So students that are in similar programs will host them, and then those students can make those connections with the kids that they're hosting. And students that come to Careers for Christ will join a panel, and the different church work programs will talk about what exactly they do. So the DCE program, Dr. Arfson talks for that one. The deaconess program, there's a session on that. The pre-sem program, director of parish music, and the Lutheran teacher education program. So you hear a whole bunch of different varieties of church work programs that you can join. And then you see campus life at CUC and just get to experience what it's like to be there.
What do you enjoy about campus life as a student at Concordia University Chicago?
I also play volleyball at Concordia, so I really enjoy going to the sports games and just being involved with athletics there. But I would say that my favorite thing is probably the evening services that we have. We do like services that are in the hymnal, like Compline, evening prayer, and then Vespers. And then we also have a contemporary service, prayer and praise, on Wednesday and Sunday nights.
Caleb, what do you like about campus life at Concordia University Chicago as a DCE student?
My favorite part would probably be just like the community. It's a relatively smaller campus, so I recognize pretty much every face that I see. I go to the cafeteria, and there's always a table of people who are willing to have me sit with them, and I get to have some nice conversations. It's just, it feels very welcoming, and I love the community.
Definite perks to a small campus. Yeah, for sure. What are you studying right now? What have you been studying? What are some of the things you've been learning in your DCE classes?
Yeah, so previously they were talking about the leadership course.
Yes.
So I'll bring up the other class that we're all taking. It's a administration class where we're learning about all of the thought and planning that needs to be put in every year for ministry. For one of our projects, we had to make a whole plan for like Sunday school education for a year. It was very enlightening.
Tell us more.
tell you more about like what.
What was it like for you to have to build a plan out like that? Is that something you've done before?
It was not something that I've done before. We had like stuff that we were told we should put in there, and then we designed like a graphic sheet to like keep us on track throughout the year if we were actually doing this in ministry.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Rachel, what about you? What have you been learning?
Yeah, I think that the administration class is a really interesting class. I never realized exactly how much planning there is. Like, I knew that there was planning, but Dr. Arfson did a great job of lining out, like, you have to do this 3 months in advance or a whole year in advance. And that was definitely something that was like, okay, to see it laid out is a lot easier than just being spewed information of like, well, you have an event in July, you have to start planning for it in January, and like, what does that look like?
So like lining up Sunday school teachers and ordering curriculum and things like that takes some time, doesn't it? I hear what you're saying. There's a preparation to that. Very good. What would you say has been most challenging so far as a DCE student?
I think that like the last group was talking about, just there's a lot of information and trying to remember that eventually when we go on internship and when we receive a call. And I think that the administration class and seeing exact like the calendar that Caleb was talking about, the responsibilities that we have, having to know exactly when we're supposed to do things or what would be helpful to do certain things when, I think that that is probably the hardest thing to wrap my head around.
Caleb, what would you say has been most challenging?
I'd say the most challenging thing for me would be like translating what I've learned in the classroom to actual practical like actual ministry, like at field work. I've learned all this stuff and just like translating it into, I just said that, ministry. Whenever I'm doing like a Bible study or a devotion, doing them well sometimes can feel difficult or hard to do.
What are you looking forward to most as you, in your time as in still in DCE formation and also getting out into a position being called as a DCE? What are you looking forward to?
I'm probably most looking forward to youth ministry and maybe some young adult ministry. I want to make those connections with them and help them grow in their faith and facilitate that growth in them. 'Cause those are two areas where a lot of people tend to stop going to church or stumble in their faith journey. And I would just love to be there for them in that time.
Rachel, what are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to working with middle schoolers and high schoolers and just being able to share the gospel with them during hard transition times like middle school and high school and helping them develop their faith and develop themselves as Christians.
Dr. Arston, every year you bring Concordia University Chicago DCE students here as part of their education and formation to be future DCEs. Why? Why is it important to you?
Yeah. So when I graduated from college, I remember, you know, that I had heard all of the acronyms of the LCMS, of which there are many, and really not knowing what they were. And so it literally was probably about 8 or 9 years ago. I was literally driving back from St. Louis. And I just kept thinking, like, how can I help my students learn about these ministries? And that's really when I came up with the idea of, like, actually bringing them here. And so the goal here is when they come, they meet with a variety of different people, different ministries. A lot of these places, like, we just came out of CTCR meeting. They never really knew much about that. So they're not only meeting people who are connected with it, but now they have more knowledge of these different ministries that will help them when they get out of here.
Yeah, there's definitely an alphabet soup around here. It is really helpful to know all the things that are going on in Synod, for sure. How have you seen DCE, the work of DCEs changing over the years?
So there's things that are constant and things that have changed. So what we still see are congregations that still want really good programming for children, youth, adults, any aspect of Christian education. That really hasn't changed. What has changed is the population. Young people are different now. Families are different now. We have a lot of broken families. And we have just the issues that kids and youth are dealing with now are way different than even 10 years ago. And so part of the challenge is like, how do I educate students to wrestle with these kids in terms of how do you deal with some of the gender identity things or mental health excuse me, mental health issues that are so prevalent now, because that's not going to get better. That's going to become more challenging. And so I think that the content of what they need to know is changing. But the harder part is that until you're out there doing ministry, you don't really know what's going to come your way. So it's very different. We find congregations still love having DCEs, and they're very much appreciated. You know, they bring in that organizational piece and that leadership piece that's so necessary. But I think it's dealing with the one-on-one relationships with kids in particular, helping parents with their youth and their young adults, and how do you deal with all that?
I think all the students mentioned that there's a lot of information that they're learning through their classes and then gathering through their readings and all these experiences. It's a lot of information to take in and to know what to do with. How do you prepare them to go out and what to do with all that information? What does that look like, that formation? What's the practical experience that they get to take all that information?
It's kind of twofold. When they become sophomores, they start field work. And so we partner with some local congregations in the Chicago area for them to have field work experiences. So they're there on a regular basis. They're observing a lot, they're participating in things, and then leading in different areas. So they're starting to take some of the classroom stuff and put it into action. And they're under the supervision of either a pastor or a DCE. And then after they're done with academics, and they do that year-long internship, and that's 12 months in a congregation somewhere in the country. And that's when they're full-time. That's where they're really taking everything they've learned and putting it into practice. But because it's an internship, it's kind of a forgiving year, because you have a pastor or DC, whoever is their supervisor, understanding that this is their first year and they're going to make mistakes. But they're really bringing everything they've learned both in field work and the classroom, and now being able to use that into a congregational setting.
How can we learn more about becoming a DCE at Concordia University Chicago?
Contact me. Call me, email me. You can go to our website, the Concordia Chicago website, and just do a search for DCE. And there's some, you know, general information on there. All the course information is in the catalog. My contact information is there as well. I'm happy to talk to anybody about it.
CUChicago.edu. You can look for the Director of Christian Education Program there. I looked it up this morning myself. I'm already a DCE.
You don't need to go back for that one.
But you never know.
Something else.
You can learn more about becoming a Director of Christian Education in the DCE program at Concordia University Chicago by visiting CUChicago.edu. Our guest today, students, and Dr. Debbie Arston from Concordia University Chicago. Rachel, Caleb, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Arston, thank you for being our guest and bringing the students.
Thank you. Always a delight to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.